Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Welcome to another edition of The Andy Langer Show, Esquire's weekly guide to new music. A new year is here, but not necessarily new records. Short of a new Carly Simon album, an album of lullabies no less, there's virtually nothing on the January 2nd release calendar. That's not all bad, though. It gives us a chance to catch up a little on some tunes worth your 99 cents and to look forward a few weeks with some previews of mid to late January releases. We'll get started with a record that was released back in November, but to perhaps surprisingly little fanfare. Aluminum is a set of avant-garde orchestral recordings of music written by Jack White of the White Stripes. Recorded in London, it reportedly utilizes a specially assembled orchestra comprising many of the UK's finest young classical musicians. What's it sound like? Big. Not big as in it's going to be big, big as in bombastic. And for a record meant to be filed under classical, that's not bad. And best of all, the bulk of these tunes aren't recognizable Jack White compositions, so they stand nicely on their own because you don't have it in your head how they're supposed to sound. That said, it may be a cop-out, but we're going to play a piece of the set's most recognizable tune, The Hardest Button to Button, just to show you how out there, how compelling this record can be. Here it is. That's a tune from Aluminum. The album's available exclusively through the Aluminum website as a numbered limited edition of 3,333 CDs, while 999 LPs have already sold out. But fear not if the CDs wind up selling out too. It's available as well in an unlimited download format with an electronic booklet. From classical, we segue into classic hip-hop. December 26 saw the release of two hip-hop greatest hits records, one from N.W.A., another from Gangstar. Mass appeal, the best of Gangstar. Like we told you last week, the N.W.A. one's not bad. It'll probably do all right. This one, maybe not. Fans probably already own Full Clip, a 33-track greatest hits set from just 2 years ago. And really all that's indispensable about this set is the DVD, where you get 13 Gangstar videos. But for the uninitiated, this still makes a good starting point for studying up on Guru and DJ Premier, the pioneering duo that pioneered an amalgam with True Legs, the cross-pollination of jazz and hip-hop. Like N.W.A., this is music that still sounds vital, music that makes you think maybe Nas is right with hip-hop is dead. Maybe they don't make hip-hop quite like they used to. Check this one out, Manifest, a tune from their 1989 debut, No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Because I'm ultimate and I'm about to let off. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, truth with coup. So won't you throw a hand in the air? Put up a peace sign and please find that though we're feeling good, we should, we could, we would stop. Think for a moment, okay, and that's way while I convey that we must do away with all the stress and the strife. God bless your life and use kindness. And never blindness. And you will find that this perspective is best. Check it out.
In our current issue, we direct you towards an interesting new album called Plague Songs, a various artist collection that compiles 10 songs based on the biblical plagues from the Book of Exodus. Commissioned by a British arts organization, the record includes contributions from Scott Walker, Rufus Wainwright, Brian Eno, Laurie Anderson, and Imogene Heap. The most interesting tune, the one most worth your 99 cents, although I'm not sure it's something I'd want to hear more than a few times, comes from Cody Chestnut, the man behind 2003's headphone masterpiece, a sprawling set of homemade recordings that a lot of folks still probably haven't gotten all the way through, takes his weird outlook on R&B to a new level here. He takes on the plague of boils, turning the tale into a slow-burning soul tune with a wacky horn-driven chorus. Here's what I mean.
Boils!
Cling to the beast, seize the magician, right in a scar that I'm in the land. Inflame the feet of all opposition, break forth with blades upon man.
That's Cody Chestnut from Plague Songs. More weirdness on the way, this time a children's music tribute to the Beatles. It's not the first, nor will it be the last, but this one's interesting anyway. All together now, Beatles stuff for kids of all ages is the brainchild of singer-songwriter Kevin Salem, who enlisted friends like Rachel Yamagata, Marshall Crenshaw, The Bangles, and New York Dolls guitarist Steve Conte, Also in the mix for what's perhaps the most interesting track of the bunch is Jason Lytle of Granddaddy. Granddaddy fanatics will be happy to have this one, a rollicking take of All You Need Is Love, where the kids' chorus that appears on each track seems to make the most sense.
Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
Finally, let's check out a song from a record not due until January 30th. That's the date for the stateside release of youth group's Casino Twilight Dogs, a record that's already a tremendous hit in their native Australia. Here, you might remember them for their cover of Forever Young, a move that landed them on the OC but didn't nearly hint at the strengths of their debut, Skeleton Jar, a record that immediately put them in league with Death Cab for Cutie. Storytelling, poise, and intimacy rarely align so gracefully. It was a record that proved the power of a good old-fashioned ballad is a wondrous thing. And while there's plenty of ballads on the new one, what's exciting about the song we'll play for you now is that it shows some of the band's sharper edges. Here it is, youth group's Catching and Killing. That's music from Youth Group. Their record comes out January 30th, and you can bet we'll preview a different tune or two closer to the week of release. Anyway, we'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Mr. Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstand now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.